You can see the full story on Four Corners tonight. It's been claimed in Nine Fairfax newspapers this morning that federal police went to Qantas asking for the airline's help as part of its investigation into the leaking of national security documents. It's reported the Australian Federal Police wanted the travel details of ABC journalist Dan Oakes. He was one of two reporters who published stories outlining alleged misconduct by Australian Special Forces in Afghanistan. For more on this story, I'm joined now by our political reporter Stephanie Borison. Steph, what do the reports say about what police were looking for?
Well, Sabra, an AFP statement obtained by the Sydney Morning Herald on The Age but not seen by the ABC shows that police went to Qantas earlier this year, and it's reported they asked the airline to hand over the travel bookings of Dan Oakes. The SMH and Age are reporting police were interested in two flights specifically in 2016. One was in June and the other in September. The reason? Well, this does all relate to a series of stories published in 2017 by the ABC, known as the Afghan Files. And the journalists that wrote up those stories were Dan Oakes and Sam Clark, and they revealed allegations of unlawful killings and misconduct by Australian Special Forces in Afghanistan. Sabra, these allegations came from hundreds of pages of secret defence documents leaked to the ABC, and the leaking of those documents is what the AFP is currently investigating.
OK, and what do we know then about how Qantas responded to the request?
Well, by way of background, when the AFP is conducting investigations, this one or any others, it can and often does ask airlines for information about someone under investigation. It's very much a formal standard process. The AFP keeps details to the airlines limited, so they don't actually disclose why it's being requested or provide details about that passenger, such as their occupation. In this particular case, the ABC has asked Qantas for a response, asking whether, in fact, they did hand over this information. A spokeswoman has said, and I quote, "Like all airlines, Qantas receives numerous requests for information from law enforcement agencies, and we comply with these requests in accordance with our legal obligations and privacy legislation," end quote. Sabra, this does obviously raise concerns, though, within the media industry about how a journalist protects their sources, because knowing that police can ask for their flight details means that inadvertently a reporter could reveal details about where their source is.
All right. What's the government and the AFP saying this morning?
Well, the ABC sought comment from both the Attorney General Christian Porter and the Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton. Both have declined to comment. Previously, Attorney General Christian Porter has said there's absolutely no suggestion that any journalist is the subject of the investigations, but today's report raises questions about that. The AFP said it won't comment because investigations into the leaking of these defence papers is ongoing, and ABC management is also not commenting.
All right, political reporter Stephanie Borison, thank you very much for that.